The collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime means that some Iraqi expatriates will be going home. One of them is Bassam al-Husseini, a 39-year-old engineer, graduate of Louisiana State University, who lives in San Dimas, California, and joins us. Mr. al-Husseini, first, when did you leave Iraq and why?
Well, I left Iraq back in May 1982. I left Iraq just because I was going to be arrested by the Iraqi regime if I would stay there any longer, because the Iraqi regime arrested two of my brothers, and they've been in the Iraqi prison, if they're still alive, ever since, for the last 23 years. Obviously, we have not seen them. We have not heard a single thing about them ever since they got picked up by the Iraqi regime back in May 1980.
Your family are Shiite Muslims?
Shiite Muslim, yes.
And from what city or town in Iraq?
We live in the city of Qazamain. It's in Baghdad still.
And when do you intend to return to Iraq, and what do you plan to do there?
Well, I want to go back, and as my engineering background, I want to go back and start rebuilding Iraq. I want to be part of this infrastructure committee that working with the State Department to start rebuilding Iraq.
When you hear the news out of Iraq, some of the stories today, a suicide bombing at a checkpoint in Baghdad where there are U.S. Marines, a Shiite clergyman in An-Najaf hacked to death in the shrine to the Imam Ali, do you feel, I'm going to wait a few weeks until this calms down, I don't want to go back to a situation like that, or do you feel, I'm confident I'll go over next week if I can?
Well, to be honest with you, initially I was hoping to go back as early as next week. But after what I heard this morning, I think I'm going to probably take a second thought. I think that Iraq is still under chaos, and I believe a lot of Saddam's people are still around.
What's been the talk among other Iraqis who live in the United States? Is it, let's go back, let's work the way you intend to, or is it... 20 years in Southern California makes an American out of you, and you sit back and enjoy American life for the rest of your life.
Well, keep in mind, we love this country. We were seeking education and freedom and civil liberty in this country, and we got it. I think we are fortunate. We have two homes, America and Iraq. If we take that education and experience and democracy and implement it in our own people, I think we'll have a good mix. I think the outcome will and the result will be good.
You told me that your two older brothers were both arrested 20 years ago, and the family didn't hear from them again.
Right, 23 years ago.
What should happen to the men who arrested your two brothers?
Those people need to be taken to a tribunal. These people need to be taken to prison or justice need to be served.
But we're not talking now about the Ba'athist government's cabinet or Saddam Hussein's immediate family. How many Iraqis do you think were so complicit in the repression in that country that they should go before tribunals soon?
Well, Saddam has his own people. I don't think we're going to have a lot of people like that. They either escaped by now, okay, or they got killed. I don't know. I give it like, maybe... 3,000-4,000 people, something like that, that really they have immediate, they did immediate guilt to the Iraqi people. They actually committed killing or assassination of the civilian of the Iraqi people.
3,000 to 4,000 people.
That's just my own, guess, my own estimate. It could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less.
Mr. al-Husseini, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Bassam al-Husseini, an engineer from San Dimas, California, spoke to us about his plans to return to his native country, Iraq.